10. Moving on to other news this hour, Israel has dismissed calls for an independent investigation into the killing of unarmed Palestinian protesters in the besieged Gaza Strip. Israeli Minister of Military Affairs said calls for a probe are hypocritical. Avigdor Lieberman added that Tel Aviv will not cooperate with any commission of inquiry. Israel has been condemned after its troops opened fire on Palestinian demonstrators during Land Day rallies. The Israeli force has killed 17 people and injured over 1,000 others on Friday alone. Both UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini have called for an independent investigation into the killings. On Saturday, the U.S. blocked a draft UN Security Council statement which urged restraint and called for an investigation into the massacre of Gaza protesters. Well, let's cross over and speak to Mick Napier from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, again, we see that Israel basically is saying they're not going to allow themselves to be investigated. And we see the United States once again supporting them in the United Nations. What do you think? Is this time around going to be different? Because there is so much video of what has gone on. And obviously that those demonstrators were peaceful protesters, nothing in their arms or hands. At most, there were a few with rocks, but then they were open fire upon with live bullets. Your take?
Well, it's very useful to catch Israel slaughtering Palestinians on video, but it's been done before. I mean, the Goldstone report, the United Nations fact-finding report, after the butchery of 1,300 Palestinians in 2008-2009, was very conclusive. Israel was guilty of war crimes, was guilty of the execution of defenseless people. It was guilty of pushing people into buildings and then murdering large numbers of them. The Goldstone Commission was absolutely unambiguous. Israel was guilty of war crimes, killing of large numbers of innocent civilians, and very likely guilty of the most heinous crime in international law, which is crimes against humanity. So this has been done before. The jury is definitely in. And when I talk about a jury, by the way, we can also look at so many other examples. British inquest juries have looked into the killing of British citizens in Gaza, and they have decided, you know, normal citizens have listened to the evidence and have decided that the Israeli army deliberately murdered a young man called Tom Herndon. And a week later, another jury found that they had murdered a British photographer. These were unambiguous decisions. By the way, the defense of the soldier who actually killed Tom Herndon was that this was common practice and he was being victimized by the Israeli army. But shooting civilians was just standard. And it's worth pointing out that Herndon was killed while he was protecting school children going to school. Now, what kind of army has snipers crumpling children to the ground such that people have to protect those children? So I don't think there's anything that an inquiry would uncover that would be a surprise. Israel has a license now from Donald Trump to carry out these mass killings, and that license is also stamped by the Saudi government and by the Egyptian government as well. So there is an increasing sense of impunity in Israel. It's always been there, but it's becoming intensified. Okay. And you can see this in the language of the ex-nightclub bouncer and now Minister of Defense, Lieberman.
All right.
So it's a very violent regime, and they now have a green light to continue with the mass killing.
Thank you so much for being with us at Edinburgh, Mr. Mick Napier, Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign member.